Hey everyone, welcome back to Business Edge with Nick Secord. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner or thinking about starting your business, today's episode is for you. We're diving into something that every business owner needs to know: beneficial ownership information, or BOI. It may not sound glamorous, but it's essential for staying compliant and keeping your business in good standing with federal regulations. So grab a pen and take some notes, because this information could save you from hefty fines and legal trouble. So what is BOI? So what exactly is BOI? BOI stands for Beneficial Ownership Information, and it's a set of federal regulations designed to keep track of the individuals who own and control businesses in the U.S. This includes business owners just like you. BOI reports are mandatory for most companies, and missing the deadline could cost you more than you think. Now let's talk key deadlines. Let's start with deadlines, because you do not want to miss these. If your business existed as of January 1st, 2024, you have until January 1st, 2025 to file your initial BOI report. If you created your small or medium business in 2024, you have 90 days from the date you filed with your state's Secretary of State to submit your BOI report. I can't stress this enough. Mark those dates on your calendar. Don't worry, we are here to help with Core Trust Service, but more on this a little later. But who needs to file? Next, let's talk about which entities need to file. If you own a business and your business structure is an LLC, partnership, disregarded entity, or a even corporation, guess what? You must file. And if you own multiple LLCs, for example, maybe you run several businesses, each LLC requires its own BOI report. There are no exceptions here. So what are the penalties for noncompliance? Now, this is the part that makes everyone sit up and pay attention. The penalties for not filing your BOI report on time are steep. First, you could face fines of $591 per day for every day you're late. Worse still, there are criminal penalties that could total up to $10,000 and include up to 2 years in prison. Yeah, you heard me right. Prison. So, this isn't something you want to put off or ignore. But wait, what about the recent updates from U.S. Department of the Treasury? Let's talk about the latest updates from the Treasury, which is the agency overseeing these regulations. If your business ceased to exist before January 1st, 2024, and you completed the dissolution process, then you don't need to file a BOI report. However, if your business was created or still existed on or after January 1st, 2024, you do need to file, even if your business closed its doors before your BOI filing deadline. This update could impact many of you, so it's important to double check where your business stands. Also, keep in mind these special considerations. Lastly, a quick note about disregarded entities. If you operate under a disregarded entity, you may have some special considerations when filing your BOI report. It's a good idea to consult with your tax advisor or legal counsel to make sure you're filing correctly. And lastly, final thoughts. All right, business owners, that's the essential breakdown of BOI and what you need to know to stay compliant. Remember, deadlines are crucial and the penalties are no joke, so make sure you file on time. If you're unsure about the process or your specific situation, it's always best to consult with a professional who can guide you through it. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you found this helpful, please share it with other business owners and subscribe for more valuable insights to help your business thrive. Until next time, take care and keep growing your business the right way. That's it for today's podcast. Stay informed, stay compliant, and keep building the business of your dreams. Oh, and really quick, let us help you figure out all these additional compliance requirements. Head over to our website and click on setting up a quick 15-minute call to speak to an expert so we can help answer any questions and make sure you are compliant today and each month moving forward. Also, you can head over to the United States Department of Treasury to also read the crazy long small business guide to make sure you become an expert in these new reporting requirements. And remember, as always, the edge is yours.